Political leaders in Burlington are speaking out against an anti-Semitic rhetoric used in a flyer passed out Monday night at the city council meeting. Police have determined that distributing the flyer was not a crime. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The flyer talks about Mayor Moreau Weinberger's Jewish demolition team and warns of a white Christian genocide. It takes issue with Weinberger's plan to redevelop Burlington's downtown mall and allow new student housing for Champlain College near downtown. If you're still wondering what this has to do with Jewish people or a white genocide, you're not alone.
This didn't seem to make perfect sense, what was being said.
Kelly Devine is the executive director of the Burlington Business Association, and besides Weinberger, she was the only one named in the flyer. Devine's name was at the top of a list of the components of Weinberger's so-called Jewish demolition team listed on the flyer, and it's no secret that she's a strong supporter of Weinberger's plans for downtown Burlington. The flyer called Devine, quote, a Jewish princess with all the answers. She said she hasn't received many messages attacking her personally, but she also said the discourse around the plan to redevelop Burlington's downtown mall has gotten pretty ugly. Like in one case, someone photoshopped the head of the mall's owner, Don Sinex, onto the body of President-elect Donald Trump.
When I see the dialogue going in that direction, it really concerns me because what are we saying? What are we trying to say to our community about the people that are in it?
Devine said she did feel unsafe when she first heard about the flyer, but she wasn't worried after she spoke to the Burlington Police Department and they said there was no danger. City Council President Jane Nodell said the flyer was an attack on the American values of liberty and justice for all.
And this kind of hate speech undermines the feelings of liberty that the targeted population has, which in this case is Jewish members of our community.
Burlington police announced Tuesday afternoon that they won't pursue criminal action against a woman they suspect of distributing the flyers, adding that she is believed to have mental illness. But the police didn't stay out of it.
I really think that the police department of any city offers value when it embodies the zeitgeist of the city.
That's Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo. Much of the news coverage of the flyer emerged after Del Pozo issued a statement about it Tuesday morning saying police were investigating. In the release, Del Pozo condemned the flyer as, quote, an attempt to hijack our democratic process. And even Tuesday afternoon, after the police announced that there was nothing criminal happening, Del Pozo made no apologies for making an issue of it. He says that's because police aren't just about enforcing laws and making arrests. They do other stuff, too, like finding missing people and pets or helping people in mental health crises.
And it's because there's a value in society towards solving certain problems. And the issue of hate speech, hateful speech, that comes right up to the level of legality but doesn't cross it, like that's a problem in our society today.
Del Pozo says it's important for people to talk about and report incidents of hate speech because even if police don't make an arrest, it gives the community a chance to respond. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.